No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I got the DCG boys on the podcast. New rappers blowing up out of Chicago. Let's get the official introduction from each one of you guys from left to right. My left to right.
It's your boy DCG Sean, you know.
It's your boy DCG B South.
It's your boy DCG M South.
Okay. And so you guys have been doing numbers on YouTube over the course of the past couple months. I don't know how long exactly it's even been.
I want to say 9 months. Yeah.
9 months.
Been out for like 9 months.
Right.
And not even a year.
And the OK song is like the one that's blown up the most, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what's up with that song in particular? Is there anything special that you think really blew that one up?
I wrote half of that song in jail.
In jail?
Yeah.
What were you locked up for?
Gun charge.
Oh, shit. What was the story? How'd they catch you?
Shit, I was really just leaving.
We was in the Uber.
I was leaving out my crib, hopping in the Uber.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I ain't here to say names or nothing, but, you know, like, a known snitch was sitting in front of my crib, and he told the police, like, they got guns in the inside. They was just so happy to catch us while we was getting in the Uber.
Whoa, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So how long did you do for that?
Like, about 3 months. Then I came home on house arrest and did, like, 3 months. I just got off house arrest, like, the day before I came to L.A.
Holy shit. Damn. All right, let's backtrack though. Like, how did you guys all come together, and like, what was the formation of the crew or whatever?
It's basically like we really like they brothers for real. They blood brothers.
Uh-huh.
I'm they brothers from the street basically. So I was like rapping first, and then like we used to like try to get them to rap, but they ain't never like want to take it serious or nothing like that. They're like, make one song and stop doing it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's like we just going to the stool. Like, we were just trying to get it going, you feel me? Because we felt like we can make it out with this stuff. So it was just like one day we went to the stool. They made a song, I think it was all right.
Yeah.
First video they dropped was all right. They made that song, and then the rest was history from now.
It just started going up from there.
Yeah.
Well, it was just obvious to you that they had talent. Have you always thought about like finding artists and stuff? Because you were kind of like the older one who was sort of arranging shit or what?
Yeah. It was like I used to like try to get a lot of people in the hood. I was basically like trying to motivate everybody. You feel me? Like,
everybody from the hood that rap, he's trying to get them to, everybody from our hood that rap, he was just trying to get them to rap.
Okay.
And it was just like, if you guys knew, it was God that put us together. Even though we from the same hood, like,
uh-huh,
grew up together, like, 10 years, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't nothing like that, but it was like, we never was the ones that was gonna rap.
Right. Okay, so how old are you guys?
I'm 16. He's 17.
And how old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay, so they were just kind of like the young dudes on the block or whatever?
Basically.
Were you guys always getting in trouble and shit?
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's hear about it. Before this gun charge, were you having situations or what?
Yeah, this is like my third gun charge. Yeah, this is like my third gun charge, but I'm a good kid, bro. I ain't no bad person, no shit like that.
How the fuck you get three gun charges at 16? That's bananas.
I started catching cases when I was like 12.
12, 13.
Yeah.
I started catching cases like in and out of juvenile when I was like 12 years
old. You got a gun case at 12?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it'd be wrong place at the wrong time, you know, type shit.
Right.
You know how I be, man, like, ordinary Chicago kid. You know the vibes.
Right, but you guys are from north side Chicago, apparently?
No, west side.
West side, okay. Yeah. My bad. Okay, but so what is that area fucking known for and shit? Because I heard you guys shouting out Pappy on the records and shit.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, just Pappy.
Yeah,
he cool. He was like,
yeah,
he was
Pappy low key like a
idol.
Yeah, like a low key Chicago legend in a kind of way.
I don't think motherfuckers really say that enough. Like, right.
Yeah, nah. It just because his career wasn't that long,
yeah,
so a lot of people don't give him that credit, but he low key like a Chicago legend.
Definitely. Because we just had Tay Sav on, his brother, and he kind of gave us a crazy ass look into his whole life and shit. That was pretty wild.
Oh, yeah, that's,
for sure.
Who else in Chicago you guys look up to? Is Chief Keef like old school rap to you guys now? Because you're so fucking young.
No, Keef don't never get old.
Okay. And he ain't really no old school rapper to us. He really like in our time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We was growing up, you feel me, 12, 11, we was listening to Wayne.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's really raps we was listening to.
Yeah, we Gotti. Listen a little bit of Herb too.
Yeah, we listen to Herb too.
Of course, you, yeah,
Dirk
of course
too.
That.
Dirk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know every Chicago
basically
rappers.
All Chicago rappers. You know it ain't no support like your city support.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Polo too for sure.
Polo's going crazy. He's, yeah. he's definitely
he like the hottest in the city.
I
right
say
now.
He number one in Iraq for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he got us on his back.
That's yeah. interesting. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, he carrying
you
right
guys, Juice WRLD fans?
Yeah, for sure. RIP Juice.
Big on the Juice WRLD, man. You know, we was crazy, you know, crazy for Juice.
Right.
That was probably one of the biggest things you ever seen come out of Chicago. Like, no cap.
Right.
We're just going to keep it real. But right now, Polo number one for sure, though. I ain't even going
to
cap.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah. I was thinking about that listening to the Polo G album. I'm like, man, I feel like he's
definitely
he did,
the like,
closest
12
thing
songs,
to Juice.
Wait, how many songs was on it? Like 13?
It was a 16? Long one. I think he had like 20 songs in there.
Do he got deluxe coming out?
He went 20 for 20.
I think the deluxe is what I've been listening to because it feels long as fuck. But I don't know actually. Right. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like he was very influenced by Juice, and I feel like Polo G is kind of like the artist Chicago wise who's kind of keeping that particular like melodic
yeah,
style.
Yeah,
alive. Yeah he's got to keep it going.
Juice.
You know.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what's up. So music wise, who did you guys want to be like, or who were you trying to in terms of what style you wanted to come with? Who are you looking at?
Really,
like?
We got Drake shit.
Drake.
That's
yeah, don't sound like Drake. I'm gonna be honest.
No, we don't. But it ain't even that. It be like sometimes you know a motherfucker look up to their worth
as
ethic,
a motivation
dude.
Too.
Like look for motivation, shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now in the rap game, it's none of you niggas we want to be like. We feeling like no big headed shit, but we in a position to pass a lot of niggas that think they was just shitting on us. No cap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really none of you niggas we want to be like. Like the, we got a whole new wave in Chicago. Like,
is that phone? Or?
Yeah, this motherfucker.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got a whole new wave in Chicago right now. Like we was happening in the right. So you know, like we gonna be humble and just be ourselves. There's nobody really want
to
be like.
Yeah, until we get to. Seeing Drake and Wayne and people like that.
Right.
Yeah, like, I want to piggyback on what he said. Like, it ain't nobody, like, we want to be like. Like, we want our, like, our own name. I feel like we created something. Uh-huh. But, like, I looked up to a lot of rappers from Chicago. I ain't gonna lie, because it's hard to make it out of our city.
Yes.
So, that's like you feel me? Like that's amazing. So yeah. I you feel me, I do my hair like this to everybody that you feel me making it out.
Right.
For sure.
For sure. So you guys, what's it called? Jiggy Music? That's the name for the sound that you guys feel like you're pushing?
Well, yeah, that's
you
definitely
can,
what
yeah, you
I
can
say
that.
Party music, jiggy music.
Yeah,
that's like the new wave, like
TM, yeah. like turn up music,
like yeah. you know.
Yeah,
my
like
heart,
you know, like how drill was coming out of Chicago.
Right.
I feel like it's like it finna be like that wave of like jiggy.
It's very upbeat, fast paced,
yeah.
but then
yeah.
you're talking about shooting shit and all this crazy stuff. And you guys are young as fuck.
We don't be shooting people though.
No, it's just in the bars.
Yeah, it's just you know,
just entertainment.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
he funny as hell, bro.
Well, I'm listening to the music. I'm like, damn, they sound like they're shooting shit.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, we on basketball players.
Looks can be deceiving.
Looks can be this evening.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, but so your older videos had a lot of guns in them and shit, but then the newer video for shit, and you seem like you're trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fucking watching.
I'm watching. I'm reading the comments. I'm reading the comments. I'm watching what the kids are catching on to.
Yeah, they pay attention.
Right. In Chicago, you definitely got to watch the comment section. You wouldn't really know what's going on.
Yeah, I like the comment, like even the negative comments. Like,
me too.
I've actually found that shit.
Cause I
want to
know
fun.
Where everybody head at.
And
right.
I want to know what people think of. I don't care what people think of me, but you know, I'm a rapper now, so I got to know what people think of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't look at King Von's YouTube comments, though.
Yeah,
too much info
it's all
there.
About killing and who he killed and how he killed
that shit's
him.
So policed out to
they're
me.
They're like inventing like fucking folklore about him. Like it's like crazy the stories
they
that people
be
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Von be funny as hell though. He be dream fan.
Yeah, he funny as hell.
I mean, yeah, I try just not to believe it. I'm glad I didn't realize about what all his YouTube comments were
yeah,
like
he
before.
Yeah, he be doing this thing too though.
Yeah, Von.
Besides
cool.
that stuff.
Yeah, he ain't right going crazy.
But okay, so where do you feel like that sound came from of like you guys rapping about street shit, but then like you have a very different style of beats for most of your bigger songs?
I can say, you know, like in 2014, 2014 and 2015, you know, we had like that bopping stuff, all that dance and stuff. And then I guess they just brought them beats into drill, like into drill rap.
Right.
So yeah, shout out to the producers.
It. Yeah, shout out to the producers. They mixed that and it's just a sound. We had to come with new sound. We came with new sound and
you feel me? It's just like turned elevated. Up music. It's like turned up music. Like, as soon as it come on, you bopping your head to it.
You got another genre. That's,
that got a whole nother, a new genre of music. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You guys write your shit or you just punch in?
We do punch both. Both. Right now, we've been freestyling.
Right.
Because it's like we perfecting our craft, so it's like the shit getting so easy. Mm. We just go right off the dome.
Right. That's what's up. Do you, in terms of what producers you guys work with, is it a local shit or you be getting shit online? Or?
I mean, right now we've been going crazy, like the OK single, like all that.
Yeah, that was by my homie
That's
Spank.
That's by my boy Spank on the beat, you know, he out here with Spank. Us in LA, you know, we got him out.
But we got a lot of different other beats, a lot of people just sent out.
Chase Davis. Who else we fucking with? Wiley.
We got some.
We got some Hasha or Wiley.
What's his name? Jesson. Oh, yeah, we got some of his beats.
Jesson needs to tell us what's up with a whole lot of Red. They're saying that he leaked shit. They're fucking putting out videos of him. We need to hear his story.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesson, speak up on that shit.
Not to bring that energy into your interview.
Nah, hell nah.
Nah, that's my boy, though. He be going crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
That's hard, yeah. But so, okay, why did you guys decide to make the decision to take the guns out of the video, though? Is it because of court case shit, or is it because you just tried to clean the image
people, up? People would try to, like, judge you based off what you show them.
Right.
So, just feel like if we show them, like, that's, like,
it's more
we don't need that to look like we tough and
And I feel like that shit lame.
Yeah, that shit kind of lame.
Fuck, keep putting guns in their
videos. That shit fetter.
That is lame. I was really in the trenches, bro. Nobody got time for police knocking on my fucking door and shit, bro. I am a rapper. I don't want to fucking keep putting guns in my video. I can't shoot the camera. What the fuck? I'm keep waving this motherfucker.
Are the cops crazy on you? You feel like you're like being harassed by the cops because of the music videos?
Yeah, they be
and shit?
Harassing us.
Yeah, fuck the police.
Because definitely, when the last time he just got locked up for like gun kill, they pulled us out the car.
I told you, we some good kids.
They tell us, like, they were like, we fucking got y'all now. I'm like, damn, so y'all been watching us.
But say they know about the videos and shit, you feel
yeah,
like?
Yeah, they be coming through the
hood. Nah, I ain't even gonna fly to you, like. The police be watching, so right. I mean, you got to watch what you do.
Yeah,
a police came up to me one time, like, we seen your new video. We fuck with all the local rappers in the area, so that's how I know they be watching.
Damn, that's crazy. They're tuned in. I mean, what the fuck else are they doing? Yeah, they got to do something.
They ain't got nothing to do.
They don't do shit else.
They don't protect and serve none of that shit.
You guys been out to the protests or anything?
Hell no.
I was on house arrest,
though. They ain't protesting for me. Black Lives Matter, though, bro.
Chicago's crazy right now, though. Like, does it feel?
I went loot.
Yeah, it is.
I went loot.
Hey,
yeah, I think I got me a couple nice things. I ain't take it, though.
You hit the Foot Locker or what?
No, I bought it from somebody.
That makes sense, yeah.
I actually went to the store.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't got to say what store, but you get
it.
No,
I'm not going to say what store, but I actually went in. Thanks, Chicago.
Chris in New York, Dior. We up in all the stores.
Oh my God.
No, really?
But what? So you guys are just out down there, like just enjoying the ambiance and just seeing everything burn? And
Yeah. It actually felt kind of good to see my people get what they deserve.
That shit felt like a fucking movie.
Which is free clothes. We didn't get justice. I know we didn't get that at all.
Man, I feel like it was cool, done all for no reason. We really was fucking our own city up. We ain't got no places to. Place like some motherfuckers who was broke and dirty and really ain't got shit to work. Cool, you looted. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who really be needing a shop, we fucked our own city up.
Is this stuff like fucked up when you drive around out there and shit?
I mean, yeah, some stuff still boarded up.
Some they fixing
stores,
that shit.
Yeah, they fixing some stores. But a lot of stuff still boarded up. I mean, some places and shit.
Damn, that's crazy. You got to shoot all your videos out there, but now you're in LA. You got shooting videos out here?
Yeah, just came we from just a video shoot right now.
Really? Okay.
I was damn near late here.
Yeah, I got like a funny story to like fucking tell.
Yes.
Fair
guy, sure or not.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it, but like, I got like a little knot right here.
I was thinking about that. That was a birthmark, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I kind of like sprained my finger, fucked up my leg, all type of shit. But we was shooting a video. We got like a new song that's supposed to be coming out called
That's what it's called?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like it's called, no shit. It's called And then this motherfucker right here. My bad. We was driving a golf cart, like on a, you feel me, the little grass and shit.
Right.
And he was like telling our filmmaker, like, get this right here. I'm finna do a donut. So he get to driving fast as hell. So like the first time he did it, but he didn't like how he did it. Uh-huh. So he did it again. He didn't like how he did it.
He did it again.
So you know, that third time be like a fucking charm. So he did it, and the whole thing like flipped over. And like some
water,
yeah, like some water kind of type, some water or some shit.
Yeah, fucking dirt on his face.
All type of shit like
my, fuck you been doing
my knee scraped
football.
Up and everything, but I'm straight though.
It's all right.
We hope y'all enjoy the video. You know.
Yeah. You think it was worth it? Is that
that's
gonna
it.
Come
that,
through in the video?
Yeah, that's
oh, shit.
That's
you gotta cut right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right here. On for you can see
damn,
that shit.
Damn. All
right.
I didn't try to. I was just on some.
Yeah, I forget them, you know.
We lit.
These crazy ass kids. Yeah. So okay, how lit are you? I saw you just spent $1,200 at the weed store.
Oh yeah, damn.
That was just one stop. Yeah. Right. Since I've been out here, we spent about what $3,500
on
weed, about
$3. Damn.
Do you used to be buying weed though? No dabs. No edibles.
Nah.
Hell no.
Nah,
that
edibles. No
boy,
dabs.
That shit. That right. Shit be fucking motherfuckers up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I seen when this one nigga take dab. He like. He did that shit like he get to shaking it. he get to shaking his shit and feel like a motherfucker. I ain't fuck with that shit.
I used to think they were crazy, but sometimes we'd be on live stream here and I'd take like four or five in a row, and you? Man, that gets you a lot higher than you get just smoking blunts.
Yeah, I'm cool on that shit. So you fuck with it?
I already be high enough.
I fuck with it. I mean, it's just like a little. It looks like you're smoking crack, but they just put it on the thing. And, you know? Breathe in the fucking toxic
shit.
Gas,
that's why you be so high. It's like you're smoking crack.
Now.
They got pesticides in there, probably.
Bro,
I don't know.
Maybe. I got some shit I want to ask you, Adam.
Oh shit, here we go. What?
Yeah, can you make us an OnlyFans? Hey, Adam, can you make me an OnlyFans? I got some shit I'm ready to post. I'm talking about this shit's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that seems like a good idea to me because you guys could be having all the local like Chi-Town chicks.
Yeah.
They ain't done porno before. You're like, hey, I'm gonna give you this $40. I'm gonna take you to Burger
King.
Yeah,
man, $40. He's about the $40.
You gotta talk to a lawyer though. We gotta get you some waivers so that we can make sure it don't come back to bite you in the ass. But yeah, you could be in business.
You got. I get 60 if they real nasty.
In the trenches, you could be putting work in, beating it up.
Yeah, beating it up. That's what I'm trying to do.
My homie Jimmy Smacks, $50,000 a month off his OnlyFans.
Jimmy, holla at me, Jimmy.
And it's just, he'd be fucking different girls. He's fucking
all kinds of different midgets. Boosie got one now. That motherfucker is so funny.
Hey, Jimmy.
Is he serving dick on it, though?
No, hell no. He got like, he just got a lot of like females on that like neck as hell, you know, clapping their ass.
Oh, he using them. I'm using myself.
Rico Reckless, he's out here. I seen he's got OnlyFans. He's just getting top from random ass girls.
Yeah. That shit, you know, you gotta put them Instagram models on that motherfucker. You gotta put them rapper bitches.
Also, damn,
there.
The OnlyFans thing is like your own porno type shit.
If you want, yeah.
Basically, though.
I know there's people who sell shit that's not even porno, but for this dude Jimmy, I'm talking about, yeah, he's fucking just fucking girls on there. I don't know if they just filming it himself or he got other people filming.
Jimmy,
whatever.
Let's do a partnership deal.
Hell yeah! You can need some hoes.
Yeah.
And I'll volunteer some dick. Boom.
Yeah, I'm starting my shit as soon as I get back to the rack. I ain't gonna lie to you.
There's one problem.
I'm gonna have a lockout record me shit. I'm just having an hour sessions beating that motherfucker.
I know it sounds crazy, but you're gonna have to wait till you're 18.
Hey, I gotta wait till
some documents,
I got a month. Like a month.
You got a month. All right, yeah. So you might be able to get.
I'm gonna wait till I'm 18, but I'm gonna be fucking out though. I have a video ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes
yeah.
sense to me. OnlyFans changing the game, bro. For real.
For sure.
That shit's crazy, man. This dude fucking all kinds of different midgets on there and shit.
Yeah. I always wanted for a thick midget.
Every day a different midget.
Every day a different midget.
Man.
Damn, I was finna say,
how many midgets in the world? It's a lot of midgets.
He's fucked a pretty good percentage of them, I think.
It'd be some thick ass midgets, though. You would be surprised.
A lot of them.
They ain't got no choice to be thick.
Yeah, they're
white. What else all that be finna go?
Hey, never seen a skinny midget. All they ass buff or like.
Yeah, I seen a buff ass midget like he takes steroids and shit.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's hard, definitely. If I was a midget, I would get on the steroids for sure. And also, I think we're supposed to be saying little people.
Midgets disrespectful.
I think so.
Oh, we saw.
Yeah, they always angry.
I think midget is like the N word of little people.
Oh damn, we sorry, y'all. I don't want to be like walking like 10 midgets get to chasing me and shit.
Yo, for real, did you pick it in your shows?
Midgets
and shit?
Crazy. Midgets always mad about little shit. Fuck out of here.
That might it's be the best
the
joke.
Smallest things. It's always the smallest shit. It's the smallest shit for me. Get your little bitty ass out my face, huh?
That might be the best joke anyone ever told on here.
Oh, bro.
Oh, God,
yeah. Oh, man. That was about as good as it gets. So how's it feel that you guys can't play any shows and shit? Yeah, that bar, the Corona guy, so you can't do any shows.
Due to Corona, we can't do no shows.
Uh-huh. There it is.
Yeah, man. Man, I ain't gonna lie. Fuck around, missed out on. I don't even know.
A lot of bags.
So much money not doing shows, but I mean, like, shit, there's nothing I could do about. I'm just praying that the pandemic thing. I hope it's over soon. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's over real soon because. We definitely got to get back on the road, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple shows coming up, but I need to be booked every damn week, every damn day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Are you guys intent on doing your own thing solo-wise? Are you trying to be more like the Migos, where you're like actually, like you always do shit together?
Get
or are you
that,
trying to
that.
Like have your own things like from the beginning?
Migo.
Are you X and Ski, or are you the Migos?
The Migos.
Okay.
Yeah. That way.
You're sticking together.
That way. Yeah, we want the bag to come in three times.
Triple the
we
bag.
We know the game, man. We seen the Migos. We see y'all with the bag, man.
Blueprint.
The brr.
That's what you got to do, though. You got to get kids to buy into the DCG thing and like have them at home running around with their little super soakers and shit, being like, I'm DCG. I'm going to smoke my ops.
How the shorties in the rock turn.
I love the kids, though. They be turned.
Kids, they big on DCG. They love
they show support.
What's it stand for?
Dreams Conquer Goals.
Yeah.
But it was really some other, like, you know,
some evil shit.
Street shit, but we had changed it because we trying to be positive. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, the G's stood for gangster or something.
Yeah, some niggas. Okay. Yeah, some niggas.
No, it's stuff for generals.
Okay,
but some niggas come in the game and they be too big here. They want everybody to know like they so savage against. I don't really got to do all that. Portray that image. I'm gonna just do the positive way, so I get the positive bag. I ain't trying to get the negative bag and steal, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah. But there's always a bag there, though.
That's sure. Interesting, though, because it's always, like, a lot of your fans who really just want to hear about some fucking violent-ass shit, want to hear about the negative side
of
things.
They want to see you doing
that. How is that, like, you think about that when you're in the studio? Or in what direction do you choose to go?
I've been thinking about, I know what my fans want to hear. Uh-huh. Everybody always want to be turned up. Don't nobody want to turn down.
Uh-huh.
If you in the party, you do not want to. If you hear a turned up song and then it goes to a slow song, you're gonna
that shit kill
like,
the vibe.
It's just kind of time to go home. Yeah. But if you just turned up the whole night, you're not gonna want to leave.
Right.
People want to turn up, and I don't get. You feel me? I don't get tired of turning up, so I make turn up music.
We make club music, turn up music, radio music.
You guys are young. You got that energy. That's what the people want.
They love it.
They love it. You guys really got a lot of ops. The new song is called what? Something ops?
Patching ops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Patching ops.
Patching. Yeah. I'm assuming that's something violent.
Come here. Bring your ass here.
But we don't do it, though.
We don't be on that bullshit. Dude.
But you do feel like you have a lot of haters?
Yeah, we got a lot of haters.
I feel like without haters, we wouldn't be out there no jumping.
Yeah, everybody going to have haters.
Just part of the game.
No. It's that. Life.
Yeah.
You know you got haters, right?
Nah.
You don't think so?
A lot of motherfuckers do love Adam, though.
Yeah. But you know, you got people. It's a lot of people that
you
got
probably
haters.
Got secretive haters.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not that secretive. They're out there. In force. Yeah, they out there.
I know, man. I know. Trust
you can't worry
that
means
you
that,
popping then, right?
Yeah, you can't worry about it. You know, exactly. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay. But so what are you guys working on? Is more videos? You got a project in the works? Or what's the plan?
We
just really shot a video today, so you know we got something new on the way for y'all. A new single called That shit so hard. Video so hard, like you know what I'm saying. But we trying to see like, do you want to come with an EP or a mixtape first? Cause we pretty hot right now. We only going up, like, we going up by the day.
Mm. You know, well, we finna keep dropping singles.
So yeah, right now, we dropping hard-ass singles because we got so much hard shit, you know what I'm saying? So we dropping hard-ass singles with videos. But, like, we trying to put a date on the tape, though. We really trying to get a tape together. But we don't know, like, how soon we want to give it to these people, because right now they vibing with the singles, you know what I'm saying? So it's really like we more of whatever our fans ask for type of people. So it's like we gonna know when they really ready for a tape, because the comments, like you say, watch comments and stuff.
Right.
We really be watching that, so we gonna really know when they ready for a tape.
That's right. Now
they just been vibing out with the singles, so we gonna keep going that way for the next probably couple months. You know what I'm saying? Then we gonna probably come up idea on this tape, so we gonna announce it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You guys been talking to a lot of labels and shit?
Yeah, a few.
How's that going?
Yes, sir. We've been talking to a lot of labels.
I bet.
A lot.
You're out here. I'm sure you're meeting with them.
Yeah. We've been talking to a lot of labels, man. You know, they love us. They love the vibe. They love the energy, you know?
Right.
The age. They love it all.
So does it seem interesting from you guys' perspective? You think about signing?
I ain't even going to say if the price right, because the price can be right and the team can be fucked up. We want a nice price, nice budget. We want a nice team.
Right.
We already have a nice team, so a nice team plus a nice team, shit equals plaques.
Right.
Shit equals, you know, good career, you know what I'm saying? So right now we just trying to see, like, who we'll fit well with, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
We not too thirsty to jump on the first thing running, you know what I'm saying? Taking no damn $100,000 deals and shit.
Right.
No shade to niggas that feel me, how to take that shit.
Right. I seen you guys over at Lyrical Lemonade.
Oh.
What was that like?
That's my buddy. He cool, man. He cool.
Yeah?
And he's cool. He a genuine person.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Real genuine.
We was just that kicking and playing basketball. I'll bust your ass.
Yeah? No, I'm trash. I'm big trash. Ass. Yeah. I got no idea what I'm doing out there. Shout out Cole, though. Yeah, I'm trying to hit that basketball court.
Shout out Bennett.
I'm going to go through and dunk sometime. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you look kind of tall. How tall are you?
I'm tall, but I'm uncoordinated. I can't dunk.
You about 6'3"?
6'3".
Damn.
You're looking at me like you're scouting me for the team, bro. You're starting like an old folks basketball league. Nah. You're gonna coach it.
Man, I might put you on there, man. See what you're working with.
How'd
you guys meet Laka? Laka Films doesn't get as much acknowledgement as he should get.
Laka, Laka, bitch ass.
Doing a lot of crazy ass videos and shit, huh?
Yeah, we fuck with Laka.
You talking about the nigga that shoot videos?
Yeah.
That nigga hard, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a video from his ass for so long.
he a pain in the ass, but. Yeah.
That's my video, man, for sure. Like, man, he didn't clean my whole damn image up. I met his ass about a year ago.
He's the one who told you to take the guns up?
Yeah. He was a part of that for sure. Yeah, he told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, my judge don't want to get on my ass. You know, right. Why I told me that.
It's
shit.
Like a phase that everybody got to go through before they realize, like, oh, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, before you get the bag, if you want the money, real, if you want real money, you ain't finna be doing
that's
that
how I know he believes in us, because... a lot of more people, they still, that like they was popular like us, you feel me? They doing their thing, they was on their way up. A lot of people who made it, they were still showing guns and stuff, you feel me? They just being them, but I knew that he seen a lot of potential in us. He was like, man, I know y'all play with guns and shit, just don't even do that shit. Just
We naturally funny, so he be telling them, like, y'all don't need guns in y'all video. Like, certain people need guns for their videos to do views.
Mm.
Like, it's our vibe for me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not, we never need guns in our videos.
Yeah.
That type of, it's just lame as hell now.
Yeah, I respect it, for sure. All right, so I'm looking forward to the new song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got it in my head, I haven't even heard it yet.
Yeah. It's catchy, for real.
Yeah, you gonna like it.
There he is.
Yeah,
let's go.
Gonna definitely like it.
Everybody follow these guys on Instagram. The Instagram's on the screen, I guess.
Oh yeah, DCG _ BSav, man. You know how I'm bumping, man. Go ahead, give me to that 30K or whatever y'all want to give me to. You feel me? Oh God, and more music coming. More music.
You know it's me, DCG _ Sean. I'm already damn at 30K. I really don't need to ask for followers. I just need to ask to get your bitch on my DM.
Yeah.
I just need them to engage.
Get your bitch out my DM.
Y'all be like, sending me free music. Send me this. What you gonna? I'm sending for you. Ain't gonna look at the fucking video.
Yeah, download that shit. Give me that iTunes money.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram, DCG MSAL.
Okay.
Two V's.
There it is.
Yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel, DCG Brothers, and subscribe to his YouTube channel, DCG himself.
Yeah, like, share, comment, man. Like, comment, subscribe.
For sure.
All that shit.
Y'all TikToking?
We've been on
TikTok and Triller.
We've been doing both.
We've been Triller right now.
I just did a Triller yesterday. That bitch on like 30K. Go check it out. DCG underscore Sean.
Oh, God.
That's what's up. I just want to make sure you guys are TikTok friendly.
Only fans on the way. Only fans on the way.
Once they're of age. I forgot about that at first when we were discussing
this. Yeah, I'm going to be the manager for the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Gotta have a stroke together. Wow. You see that, motherfucker?
That would change the whole game. if I was managing young dudes with OnlyFans.
Yeah, that would change it. Think about it. You got to have us the headquarters of the young dudes.
No dapper.
I got a whole squad with me. I just pull up to the function. Everybody got rags on and everything, but they're just gang OnlyFans. The gang is OnlyFans.
A whole
fans
box
now.
Of cums with everybody.
OFG. OnlyFan gangsters.
OnlyFan gangsters. Only the G. Only the gangsters.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
For sure.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Damn, he said that fast.
NoJumper.com. If you want a cop, new condoms are out. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Boom.